Hey everybody, this is Devin Boker and you are listening to 500 Days Happier. It's a 500-day experiment to, well, get happy. It's a bit of a gratitude challenge. It's a daily gratitude challenge. It's a trial and error exploration of different strategies that are supposed to help increase long-term happiness, help reduce anxiety, help battle depression, those sorts of things. And trying them out myself to see how easy it is to do in real life, to see what the challenges are, and to share that experience with others so that maybe it might be of help. Day 40 of 500, 8% in good days after bad. I'm going to be straight up. Day before yesterday was horrible. It was a day full of stress. Nothing seemed to go right. So much so that I when I got to work the next day, instead of making a cup of coffee like I normally do, I made a cup of stress relief tea to start my day. And then it was a good day. There's something to be said about the occasional bad day. They suck, obviously. Yet they also act as this counterbalance. It's like a reminder, a check on what you might take for granted. It makes the good days better. Instead of leaving work tense with a racing heart, I left feeling like I was floating on a cloud. Fingers crossed for today, and here are four gratitudes. 158, I'm a bit of a hoarder, and I saved all of my stuff from college because I constantly find useful stuff for teaching. 159, actually getting out of the house on time. 160, that feeling when you're listening to music while working and you get in this flow. It's awesome. In 161, moments of clarity that make everything make sense. More tomorrow.